Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hawkins, but then Greg Pickle here, along with Todd Sadowski from Fox 43, joining us for the ride once again. We are looking back a bit at Penn State's 28-7 win over Michigan State. We're not looking ahead to anything this week because there's a bye setting up a big showdown between Penn State and Minnesota next weekend. But what we are doing is looking at Penn State now sitting at number 5 in the national rankings, really being a national player right now with 4 weeks, 4 games to go in the regular season. So we'll look at where they fit into this national picture, where they fit alongside the LSUs and the Alabamas, and what they have to do to take care of business down the stretch. This will be, as long as they're in this conversation, we will be doing this at least once a week here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, because it's worth assessing where Penn State stands. We'll do our usual Ask Greg, where your Penn State football and recruiting questions will be answered by the great Gregory Pickle.
I can't wait for that segment. Todd
from 3 feet away is going to have a lot of questions for Greg. Uh-huh. Best bets, Greg's best bets, 6-4 through 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
I think
Liberty could not show up against Rutgers. So,
but listen, spoiler alert, you're taking another swing at it this week.
That's right. Yep.
Stop swinging on this Rutgers team. That's what I would say.
You really talked about the Scarlet Knights. They really made the air before November 30th, the game.
A couple of weeks in a row now we've had them on.
And they'll be coming up here on the
That's right. So get ready. Get all your notes together on Rutgers.
Rating spike, huh?
Yeah.
I have one note here. Rutgers, not period, good, period. That's my notes on Rutgers. So anyway, we'll start with our usual stock up, stock down from that win over Michigan State, and then we'll get into all the rest of it coming up. So I'll let you guys kind of start off. I think defensively would be a good starting point on stock up, stock down. We'll start with the positives first. We got a couple other things to touch on, but what really jumps off the page to you as something that, you know, rises in your mind?
Yeah, I keep seeing stock up to Micah Parsons' football instincts, I guess you could say. There was a time there for the start of his career when he was learning the linebacker position where he was really just making plays because he was so fast and so agile and could get places after he figured out what was going on. And really, I think it's been since the Purdue game, you've just seen him be a little bit faster to recognize things before they happen, and that's put him in position to make even more plays. Guys, he's been at the top of, if not the leading tackler in almost every game this season, and he's just really starting, I think, to come into his own. And the scary thing is, as James Franklin said last week, he's not even scratching the surface of his ceiling yet.
I'm going to go stock up with Micah Parsons. Did we just talk about him? Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, it's really fun to watch him play football, and it's not just on the field. The guy's got a real off-the-field presence to him that is keeping the rest of the guys positive and doing a great job. But I will give another name, and that's Jason Owe. And
he was the Big Ten's co-freshman of the week this week, along with the Rutgers quarterback, I might add. So
it's all coming up roses for the Scarlet Knights, isn't it?
I'm sorry, I didn't ask you anything about that, Greg. This is a little too early to ask Greg segment. No, that's fantastic. It's well deserved. To have that kind of depth, we've mentioned it at the rotation, to be able to pin your ears back, go after the quarterback. The guy's got a lot of size and strength. He's a redshirt freshman. He's going to be around, and he's making an impact. Strip sack, two of them, one at the end of the first half, and then a really crucial one. I won't say it really affected the overall end of the game, really, but it really ripped the heart out of the Spartans in the fourth quarter, the other strip sack where they got the turnover and finished the job. So, look, cutting this guy loose, the competition level's high. If somebody goes down with injury, whatever it may be, we've talked about attrition with injuries this time of the season before the bye week, stock up, Jason Owe.
And I think just any step in another direction where you're adding more firepower. You knew what Jason Owe was capable of, but this one on Saturday was seeing it in action. You know, we've gotten a glimpse of it a few times, but in this case, you know, really getting across the, you know, getting around the corner, turning that corner. He looks faster than Shaka Toney even to me whenever things are going well for him. So to be able to throw that weapon out there as a rotation piece, it's a big deal in terms of just the grand scheme of the defense here. So Jason Owe, if we're going to see more of that, then we're going to see more and more from this Penn State pass rush. I just think Penn State's defense as a national player, you know, truly as a unit that can hold its own against any offense, I feel like that took another step in the right direction, because this Michigan State offense, it's been struggling in the first place. It hasn't established the run, which is so counterintuitive with a Mark D'Antonio team. It's ridiculous, but Penn State just offered no real hope whatsoever in this game. And I think their ability, you know, you talk about Micah Parsons. If Micah Parsons, instead of being a step slow to respond and react, right, to for him to be a step quick and then to bring all that physical stuff to the table, you know, that's a real tone-setting thing. But I just think Penn State's defense as a national player, it's here. You know, if you had any questions even before Saturday, which maybe people didn't, it's here as a national player, somebody who can slow down some really good offenses.
And where does the punt coverage team and the punting team fall in? If we're talking about defense, let's go stock way up with Blake Gillikin and the Gunners, with Dan Chisna, Drew Hartlob. I mean, these guys are, you know, they're there. As soon as the ball's hitting the ground, inside the 20, his percentage is outstanding. You know, look, they're making teams go long distances, Dustin. As you mentioned, with that defense being a national player, it makes their job a lot easier to make a team execute for 80 yards as opposed to just 50, 55, 60 yards on a drive.
And I think, you're exactly right that it's hard to think of many occasions where there was any breathing room whatsoever for a return guy from another team. This was definitely the case against Michigan State. And I just think Penn State's special teams as a whole, the trick with these things is getting kids to buy into special teams.
Yeah.
Getting scholarship kids to buy into special teams. And in the case of Jan Chisina and Drew Hartlob, getting guys who aren't scholarship players, who weren't scholarship players rather, in a position where both of these guys running in that sub 4.4, like, isn't Hartlob super fast too?
Yeah. Yep.
So getting these contributions from these guys who you didn't invest a scholarship in at the front ends of their careers, you know, the ingredients for Penn State special teams suggest some longevity here. Suggest that they're getting guys to buy in and want to be here. Scholarship players, you see Jonathan Sutherland, you see a lot of guys who are prominent faces on Penn State's offense and Penn State's defense playing prominent roles on special teams too.
Yeah.
So I think that buy-in is a stock up for me.
Yeah, certainly. And you need those guys too, right? Because they're the kind of the guys that can change games for you. That's what Joe Lorig wants to do. He wants his guys to change the game in a positive way. They've been able to do that so far. I think you need to see a couple more weeks of Gillikin punt. I mean, he's been consistently great for the last month, but I think that's the one thing over the course of his career is sometimes he looks like the nation's best punter, and other times he looks like, you know, not so much that guy. So you'll want to continue to see that moving forward, but it's a well-taken point. Those guys have been terrific. I think one more stock up is just the depth in the secondary. We talked about it earlier this week, but you know, Trent Gordon, or, you know, John Reed goes down, has to bring in Trent Gordon. Trent Gordon goes down, you have to bring in Marquise Wilson. And if you wouldn't have known who was on the field, you would have not had any idea that they were switching guys in and out. I mean, I thought all of them played well. Marquise Wilson, you know, really stepped up. He's a freshman that I don't think many thought would play a lot of snaps, but he's been asked to play a ton and has played well.
And I would say, just in general, I know you said one more stock up, stock down. I've got another stock up, and I'm dictating the rules here. Fast starts, you know, I think is that you can focus on a slow finish maybe, but fast starts on both sides of the ball. The Penn State offense, really, this is a couple weeks in a row where they're pressing all the right buttons. I think all the prep during the week shows up because, you know, in most of these cases, the first how many drives are scripted? The first drive is scripted. The first, you know, whatever. So the way that they're scripting games to start offensively has really worked against their opponents, against Michigan and Michigan State. So and then at the same time, the defense showing up and doing what they do, the combination combination has allowed them to jump out to big leads. And really, as Todd mentioned earlier this week, lean on that defense. And I think that's probably part of the formula, is to start fast and force you, you know, hopefully force you to be one-dimensional against this defense.
Does he always change the rules like that?
Yeah, from time to time.
In mid-segment? Yeah, I mean, where do we go from here? Is there, can I mention an offensive player? Is that okay to do that, or are we still on defense?
Stock down to my attitude, I guess.
Okay.
You're right.
Do we have to go to stock down at this point, or can we go stock up? I'll just go to stock up with Pat Freiermuth and his percentage of reception to touchdowns.
Unbelievable.
Because yeah. I don't think his stock can go much higher. So you got to find a specific category in which his stock continues to go 60% up.
60% of the time against Michigan State.
Exactly. Yeah. Three of his catches are touchdowns out of five total. So stock up to that, being able to cross the goal line with his actual catches. And especially the one where he caught in the middle and he bowled over.
Yeah.
Two of the Spartans. You know, the size of that kid, you know, the safeties don't want to hit them. And, you know, the secondary members don't want to hit them. And linebackers can't keep up with them. So, really, really. He's a real weapon in the middle there. And it's almost like he turns all those guys into Maryland secondary members, because they're about as soft garbage as you can find is the Terp secondary. So,
yeah.
I've been waiting to take that shot. Stop. When they lose, they scored 52 points for Minnesota. That team is just, wow. I don't even think they want to be on the field defensively.
Stock up to Todd Sadowski.
Thank you. Thank you.
Zippiness, let's put it that way. Stock up. Stock up. One more stock up to gopsurv.com. A couple more opportunities this year to take in a home weekend in Happy Valley. Check it out at gopsurv.com if you're interested in the ultimate tailgating experience. And let's be honest, if you're not interested in the ultimate tailgating experience, just stop listening right now. Except actually don't stop listening. Keep listening. Change your life goals. Let's put it that way. Yeah. Stock down real quick. Penalties has to go to the top of the list. You know, special teams penalties and the ejection. The things that James Franklin was stewing over after this game have to be a stock down for us. Two things that have to be cleaned up.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's far and away, you know, the stock up that leads, or the stock down rather, that leads my list. I think you can put Sean Clifford's interception throw there. There's no doubt about that. And then I think, you know, the second half offense again, I think a lot of fans were frustrated that anyone felt like nitpicking this win. And I can understand that. At the same time, it's a consistent problem. Again, it hasn't been them yet, but at some point you assume that it's going to. Penn State just 93 yards of offense in the second half.
Stock down real quick to a third target. When you're facing, like we've talked about this before at length, we'll continue to talk about it leading up to the 23rd. The season, you know, the goals all rest in Columbus on the 23rd. They have the athletes to at least slow down a KJ Hamler. I don't know if anybody can completely stop the guy, to slow down Pat Freiermuth potentially. Who's going to be the third target for Sean Clifford if they can't run the ball?
I think it's a great point to end this thing. It hasn't been a requirement yet, but they've got some horses with Daniel George and Justin Shorter. You got Nick Bowers.
Maybe the running backs, Dustin.
And the running backs as well. There's a lot of different options. Who's going to emerge? It's going to be an important thing moving forward. We're moving forward here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Penn State in the national picture. We'll take a look at that right after this.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lion's Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.